The GeoQuiz today takes us to a calmer part of the globe, the most northern part of the Canadian Arctic, and to a large island. It's part of the territory of Nunavut, one of those cold places where climate change is becoming more and more apparent. Ice sheets are breaking up and glaciers are melting. One of them is the Teardrop Glacier. As it recedes, some interesting Arctic plants are coming into view. They've been frozen under the ice for at least 400 years. We're going to talk with a biologist who's trying to regenerate some of those Arctic plants in a few minutes, but first you need to come up with the name of Canada's third largest island. Some Arctic plants frozen under a glacier for 400 years are starting to see the light of day. Catherine Lafarge is going to tell us about the so-called Ice Age plants and her efforts to regenerate them. She's a biologist at the University of Alberta. So, Catherine, what do they look like and where exactly did you find them?
Well, these are plants that are coming out from the margin of the glacier, and basically they are bryophyte communities, but also vascular plants. So these were found up underneath the Teardrop Glacier, which is in Sverdrup Pass, which is in central Ellesmere Island, which is at 79 degrees north. And this is a broad valley that supports a very rich fauna for that latitude north. It's got muskox and wolves and foxes and Arctic hare. You know, it's a very rich valley.
Ellesmere Island is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. So you said bryophytes. You're taking me back to high school biology. Those are mosses, right?
Those are mosses and liverworts and hornworts, which are early land plants. They really form a transition between green algae and vascular plants.
So 400 years. I mean, you must have been surprised to see these things growing again.
Well, I was pretty surprised. I think the great surprise was going along the margin, looking at these large communities coming out from underneath the glacier. And, you know, they look discolored. They look kind of blackish. And then when you pick up a hunk of it and you start looking at the stems, they look a bit greenish. And so when we first went there into this particular site, we, you know, took the material back to the tent and started looking at it and started wondering, well, why are they so green? Like, does this suggest anything that they could actually have been cryopreserved or frozen and have the ability to be viable? So we decided to have it radiocarbon dated so we would be sure that, you know, of the age. Of course, they are coming out from right underneath the glacier, so you know that they are most likely Little Ice Age, and that is precisely what they ended up dating. We ended up finding that some of the stems were actually showing some new lateral growth. So that was pretty exciting. And we thought, well, okay, were they just covered that way and they just maintain that extremely different coloration than the main body of the stem? Or is this really an indication that these guys are regrowing after they, you know, are exhumed from beneath the ice? So we went back up and collected probably 140 samples. And of those, we had, I think it was 7 subglacial samples that produced juvenile plants from parent material.
Am I to understand that you've got basically an Ice Age era garden?
Yeah, they are Little Ice Age populations.
Wow. Is that the first time this has ever happened? It sounds just fascinating.
From the subglacial conditions, I'm not aware of any other study that's done this.
Catherine, you used the phrase cryopreserved before. I mean, that's kind of exciting, too. How important is your research to the idea of being able to revive thought to be extinct life forms?
I think this is a really important discovery as far as understanding glaciers as biological reservoirs. I mean, we know that, you know, in the ice, you can get fungi and bacteria, and that can be preserved in ice and that, but we've never considered land plants being able to survive beneath or in a glacier ice. So basically, we're looking at the subglacial ecosystem and realizing that there may be a lot more that is preserved than, you know, we previously thought.
Catherine Lafarge, a biologist at the University of Alberta and director of the Cryptogamic Herbarium there. We'll post a link to her research published today in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Catherine, great to meet you. Thanks.
Thank you very much.